Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we step into a new year, let's dive into the exciting developments that are shaping India's future, from artificial intelligence and digital water assessment to conservation efforts and international collaborations. First, Gujarat has launched India's first state-level AI research institution, the Indian Artificial Intelligence Research Organization, or IARO, at GIFT City in Gandhinagar. What makes this significant is that Gujarat is the first Indian state to establish a dedicated national-level AI research institution, focusing on applied AI for pharma, healthcare, and financial services, all aligned with GIFT City's profile. The IARO is set up as a non-profit under Section 8 of the Companies Act 2013, operating on a public-private partnership model with partners including the state government, central government, and the Indian Pharmaceutical Alliance. This development is crucial for India's AI policy, including the India AI Mission, the National AI Strategy 2018, and the IndiaAI Portal. Building on this, let's look at another important initiative. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has launched the Jal Seva Ankalan, a digital drinking water service assessment tool on the Jal Jeevan Mission portal. This tool enables community-owned self-assessment of water service delivery quality and sustainability. The process involves structured village-level discussions, Gram Sabha presentations, and a 30-day public feedback window, with results uploaded to the JJM Panchayat dashboard, Egrama Swaraj, and the Meri Panchayat app. All Har Ghar Jal Gram Panchayats must complete these assessments by 26th January 2026. This is a key aspect of the Jal Jeevan Mission, which aims for 100% household tap connections with a revised deadline of 2024 and involves a significant investment of 3.6 lakh rupees crore. Now, let's turn to conservation efforts. The Bihar government has approved the notification of the Kamur Wildlife Sanctuary as a tiger reserve, pending formal clearance from the National Tiger Conservation Authority. This is significant because Bihar currently has no tiger reserve, and the Kamur Tiger Reserve would be the state's first, connecting with the tiger landscape of central India. The reserve is located in the Kamur and Rohtas districts of Bihar, covering the Kamur Plateau and part of the Vindhya Hill Range. The National Tiger Conservation Authority plays a crucial role in the notification process, requiring site evaluation and clearance, as well as the development of a steering committee and management plan. Crucially, India Post has discontinued several international letter mail services effective 1st January 2026, including registered small packet, outward small packet, surface letter mail, and SAL letter mail. Instead, the international tracked packet service is recommended as an alternative, providing end-to-end tracking and customs compliance. This change aligns with updated Universal Postal Union norms, which now restricts small packets to documents only under registration. It is worth pausing here to note that the National Mission for Clean Ganga, or NMCG, has approved a project to protect sandbanisting birds in the Ganga Basin, with a focus on the Indian skimmer. This project involves long-term monitoring, community participation, and evidence-based conservation efforts in key locations such as the Chambal River and the Lower Ganga. The Indian skimmer is an endangered species, with its habitat limited to river sandbars that are highly sensitive to disturbance. And here is something that surprises many students: the Army Hospital Research and Referral in New Delhi has performed India's first 3D flex aqueous angiography with iStent, a minimally invasive glaucoma surgery procedure. This technique enables real-time visualization of aqueous outflow pathways, allowing for precise placement of the iStent, a microimplant that improves aqueous drainage in the eye. Glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness globally, affecting over 12 million people in India. Now, Let's look at the Department of Telecommunications release of the National Frequency Allocation Plan 2025 or NFAP 2025. This plan covers the frequency range from 8.3 kHz to 3000 GHz, allocating spectrum across all radio communication services. A key aspect of NFAP 2025 is the identification of the 6,425 to 7,125 MHz band for international mobile telecommunications, critical for 5G mid-band and future 6G deployment. This aligns India's spectrum allocation with international standards, enabling next-generation telecom infrastructure planning. The Employee State Insurance Corporation, or ESIC, has launched SPRI 2025, a special amnesty-type registration scheme for unregistered employers and workers. This scheme is valid from January 1 to 31, 2026, and offers benefits such as no past contribution demands, no inspections, and no prior documentation required. The ESIC provides health insurance, maternity benefits, disability compensation, and dependent benefits for workers earning up to 21,000 rupees per month. In the realm of sports, Stuart Marijne, a Dutch coach, has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. Marijne previously coached the team to a historic fourth place finish at the Tokyo Olympics 2020 and will now lead the team in the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers in March 2026. The IFFCO Sahitya Samman 2025 has been awarded to eminent Hindi writer Maitreyi Pushpa, recognizing her contributions to Hindi literature, particularly in depicting Bundelkhand's rural life and women's experiences. The award includes a prize of 11 lakh rupees, a citation, and a memento. Poland has announced the deployment of a $2.2 billion multi-layered anti-drone defense system along its eastern border, in response to security threats stemming from the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This system includes electronic warfare tools, machine guns, anti-drone cannons, and missile interceptor units. The deployment highlights the escalating concern over drone warfare and its strategic implications for NATO's eastern flank. Finally, a Bactrian camel contingent is set to debut at the 77th Republic Day Parade, representing Ladakh's unique natural and cultural heritage. The Bactrian camel is an endangered species, with fewer than 1,000 mature animals in the wild, and is found in the Nubra Valley of Ladakh, a high-altitude cold desert. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ERO is located at Gift City in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, and is a non-profit under Section 8 of the Companies Act 2013. The Jal Seva Aankalan is a digital drinking water service assessment tool on the Jal Jeevan Mission portal. The Kamur Tiger Reserve is proposed to be notified in Bihar, covering an area that is the state's largest wildlife sanctuary. India Post has discontinued several international letter mail services, recommending the International Tracked Packet Service as an alternative. The NMCG has approved a project to protect the Indian skimmer, an endangered species found in the Ganga Basin. The NFAP 2025 covers the frequency range from 8.3 kHz to 3000 GHz, allocating spectrum for 5G and future 6G deployment. The ESIC has launched SPRI 2025, a special registration scheme for unregistered employers and workers. Stuart Marijne has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. The IFFCO Sahitya Samman 2025 has been awarded to Maitreyi Pushpa. Poland has deployed a $2.2 billion anti-drone defense system along its eastern border. The Bactrian camel is set to debut at the 77th Republic Day Parade, representing Ladakh's unique heritage. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are crucial for various aspects of the syllabus, including science and technology, environment, governance, and international relations. Remembering key facts, such as the launch of ERO, the features of Jal Seva Ankalan and the significance of the Kamur Tiger Reserve can be vital for both prelims and mains exams. Understanding the implications of these developments, such as the impact of AI on healthcare, the role of community participation in water service delivery, and the strategic importance of drone defense systems, can help you tackle complex questions in the mains exam. In conclusion, as we begin this new year, it's clear that India is poised for significant advancements in technology, conservation, and international cooperation. These developments not only reflect the country's growing capabilities but also its commitment to addressing global challenges and promoting sustainable growth. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, keep in mind the broader significance of these events and how they intersect with the various themes and topics that are crucial for your success.